Number four. Number four is what? Moral or mental? Okay, let me talk about mental strength. Yes. So now you have spiritual strength. Now you have physical strength. Now you have emotional strength. Ah, Satan is afraid of you already. Satan is afraid of you already. Satan is afraid of you already. Your youthfulness is going to be full of colorfulness. Oh, yes. The glory of the youth is their strength. People are going to see your glory. Your beauty will not be hidden. Now, mental strength is about quality of decision making. Yes. 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 The ability to take quality decisions shows your mental strength. Because the quality of your decision determines the quality of your destiny. Amen.
Amen.
And the decisions of yesterday are responsible for the decisions of tomorrow. Or today, sorry. Do you know that?
Oh, yes.
That the decisions of yesterday are responsible for your destination today. You see, you took a decision yesterday, or you took a decision on Monday. Today is what? No, on Wednesday. To be here. It's a decision you took from your house that you are going to be here. That's why you are here today.
Oh, yes.
So where you are in life, as a result of the decision you took some years ago or some time ago. So where you'll be tomorrow, it will be as a result of the decision you take today. Life is all about decision making. And your decision determines your destination. And so, a person with mental strength has the ability to take quality decisions. Quality. Your decisions are of quality. You don't take foolish decisions. Your decisions are not full of folly, but they are wise decisions. Amen.
Amen.
And a young person has a lot of choices to make. When you are very aged, your choices are few. Your choices are few. Yes. Wisdom is for young people, not older people. Because the younger you are, the more you are a candidate to foolishness. Foolishness is born on the heart of a child. The younger you are, the more you are filled of stupidity and foolishness. And you need a rod of correction. So what will help you to overcome foolishness is the rod, which is the word of God. So a child who is full of the word of God will be full of wisdom. And people will always get confused. They will ask you, how old are you? Because when they look at your decisions, the quality of your decisions, they get confused. Many people are shocked to know that a prophet is just 62 years. When he was in his 30s, he would get to places, he would go to places, and when they meet him, they're expecting somebody whose beard is gray and sweeping the floor. And they see this young man. They say, really? Are you the bishop? Because sometimes when you are listening to a wise person and you haven't met a person, you may think he's an old person.
It's true.
But the person is full of wisdom. And wisdom is as a result of mental strength. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So a young person. You have many choices to make. Choice on what to study in school. Choice on what to stay. What job to apply for. Who to be lovadose. Who to marry. where to do ministry, what to do with your life as far as ministry is concerned. All these choices are waiting for you. You need quality decision. You need mental strength. I would say, as a man thinking in his heart, so is he. A man is a product of the decisions he makes. I'm standing here because of the decisions I made in 2004, when I had to decide whether I should go and live in Europe or I should be a missionary and go to Mozambique. It was a decision I had to make. And the quality of the life I have now should show you that I took a good decision. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I will tell you something. How do you know that you have taken a quality decision? Your decision must be in tandem to the word of God. Follow the word of God. What is the word of God saying? Follow it. In Matthew 7:24, Jesus said, "He that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man." A person who hears the word of God, who follows the word of God, who obeys the word of God, will be a wise man. And a wise man takes wise decisions. And when you are wise, you inherit glory. Proverbs 3:35, the wise shall inherit glory. Because a wise person takes wise decisions. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the story of the prodigal son, about the prodigal son, the Bible says, "Certain man had two sons," Luke 15 verse 11. "And the younger of them," not the older. I told you, the younger you are, the more you are likely to be a fool. Yes. The younger you are, unless you are filled with God's wisdom through the word of God, it makes you grow through that commandment that have made me wiser. And do you have that song? "Honey, honey, I love you. Honey, honey, I need you. Testimony, I love you. Testimony, I need you." Yes. Through that word. The word of God makes you wiser. Wise. Wiser than your enemies. Wiser than your teachers. Yes. That's your secret as a younger person. With that mental strength, without that wisdom, you'll be a foolish boy. A foolish girl. Because foolishness is born on the heart of a child. Right from the time you were a child, the foolishness has started. If we leave you, you will taste your own toilet. You put your hand in the toilet, you put it in your mouth. You see electrical cable, you'll be putting it in your mouth. You see fire, you're going to put your hand in it. And some of you, we can see that based on the choice you are making, this beloved you are choosing, it's like putting your hand in a fire. It's like putting electrical cable in your mouth. It's like taking electrical iron and putting it on your cheek. There's going to be a problem. You're going to burn yourself. But you see that as you were very young and little, when you want to poo-poo, you just poo-poo on yourself. But as you are growing a bit, whatever, you see, wisdom start developing. "Mommy, I want to use the washroom. Mommy, I want to pee. Mommy, I want to poo." But before, when the poo says, "I'm coming," say, "Yes, no problem. Arrive now." Is it true or is it not true?
Yes.
The younger of them said, not the older, the younger of them said. So young people, they are in danger of making wrong decisions.
Yes.
That's why if you are young, you must expose yourself and subject yourself to the counseling and the wisdom of your pastor. Oh, yes. Yes. I'm telling you. It will help you to take quality decisions. that will take you to your destination, will take you to the place where you have to be. But you see, some of you are stubborn and secretive. Secretive. Your pastor thinks that you are a virgin, but O'Malley. Oh, this is my daughter. I know that she doesn't have any boy. She's a virgin. Hey! Virgin from where? You have a secret boyfriend. You have to open yourself to counseling so that you will make the right decisions. Right decisions. The younger of them said, "Father, give me the portion of good that followed to me." Foolish boy. Wrong decision. And I can imagine the pressure. Yes. And the attitude. You frown your face. You stop smiling. Because daddy will not give you your demand. Because what you are demanding is stupidity. And foolish. Paul said, "Have I become your enemy because I told you the truth?" Some of you, when you are told the truth, you become enemies. It's a sign that you lack mental strength, which means you are full of foolishness. Yes. Galatians 4:16. "Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth?" And this guy is not a correct guy. "Since then you have stopped testing me. You stopped talking to me. You stopped sitting in front. You decided to always sit at the back. You stopped joining the choir. You stopped singing. Have I now therefore become your enemy because I told you the truth?" When I'm helping you to take quality decisions, you think I'm your enemy of your joy. I'm only helper of your joy. Serious. His father divided his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered everything and he went to a far country. And there he wasted his substance with riotous living. Pleasurable life. Pleasurable life. It's a mental problem. Some of you have taken an early decision. The early decision to enjoy life is too early. Too early. Every day you are buying new trainers. You are always changing your phone. Some of you sisters, you have 23 weeks at home and you are still buying more. Always going to restaurants. You won't cook. You shan't cook. You can't love too much pleasure when you are young. Yes. That's why you're always broke.
Are you here? You have gone home. Yes. Always broke. You are wasting all your substance with riotous living. Always buying things on credit. Who do you want to impress? It's not a quality decision to live your life on credit. Bible says, oh, no man except love. Don't owe people. Live according to your means. Yes. I have never borrowed money from anybody for the past 20 years that I've been on the mission field. There's not even one person who can say, oh, I lended him money. There's nothing. I've always lived within my means. Yes. Yes. A young person, be careful. Be careful. There are people who have taken certain decisions at their younger age and their whole life is going to be destroyed. Struggling. Yeah. So this boy, first of all, the decision he took was a very bad decision. To even make such a request. And then number two, to take a decision that I'm going to be as far as possible from my father. Now he didn't have anybody to advise him on how to go into investment and how to use money to get more. Then he also made wrong choices concerning the kind of woman he should spend his life. He went for prostitutes. Some of you brothers attracted to prostitutes. Strange woman. You don't like church girls who have been in church for a long time. Suddenly a strange woman shows up with tattoos all over the body. That's the one you are attracted to. Hey! One day, one of my church members, beautiful sister, she was bouncing all the nice brothers. So I called her to my office. I said, sister, why are you bouncing the brothers? What kind of guy are you looking for? He said, Bishop, they are not my type. I said, what type are you looking for? Do you want to know the type he was looking for? No, I don't think you want to know. Are you sure you want to know? Okay, I'll tell you. He said, Pastor, I'm looking for a guy with a lot of hairs on the chest. Oh! Dear Christian sister. So, I said, first of all, I was shocked, but I said, it's not a problem. I got someone for you. I have somebody in mind. He said, Pastor, who is this? I said, a chimpanzee. I got a chimpanzee for you. Foolish girl, how does hairs on the chest help you? How does it help you? Sister, ask the nearest brother, do you have hairs on your chest? Somebody is looking for you. Somebody is looking for you. serious. Yes. Yes. Wrong decision. Because of that, you have bounced all the nine spiritual brothers. Because they don't have hairs on their chest. It's because you are young. You lack mental strength. That's why you can't take quality decision. Look at what is guiding your decision to marry. Hairs on the chest. Some of you are like that. Your decisions are foolish. They are not correct. That is why you have to expose yourself to counseling. The Bible says in the multitude of counseling, there is safety. Counseling will make you have mental strength. You see that in the end, your decision will be of quality. Quality. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
And it is quality decision that determines your destiny. Yes. Yes. A good decision will make your life very colorful. Amen.
Amen.
It will make you what? Colorful. So think. Don't just make decisions. Think through. Now this prodigal son, he became so wretched, so poor. No clothes, no shoes, no food, no money, no accommodation. But he was able to change and turn his situation around. The Bible says, when he came to himself, in other words, when he started thinking. Yes. Until you become thoughtful, you can't be colorful. When he became thoughtful, suddenly he had a shoe on his feet. He had a ring on his finger. He had a robe. The best robe was given to him. The fatted calf was killed for him. He had the best of kebab. Oh, yes. Donut kebab. Until you are thoughtful, you not become what? Colorful. That's why you must think. Analyze. God has given you a mind. Think. Yes. You think. And you increase in wisdom. Jesus was a little boy. Remember, 12 years. He found himself in the temple, according to Luke chapter 2, verse 47. But in verse 52, the Bible says, and Jesus increased in wisdom, in stature, in favor with God, and in favor with men. You have to increase in wisdom as a young person. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
And what can make you wiser than the word of God? That's why you must always listen to preaching. Listen to messages. To fill you with wisdom. So that you can take quality decisions. Yes. But one of the highest quality decisions you must take for your life as a young person is to serve the Lord. And serve Him early. Be ready and serve Him early. Not when you are old. Not when you are old. Serve Him now. Make that decision now. And it's a quality decision to serve God. Because if you don't serve God, you serve something. Yes. You have another master. And that master will determine your future and your destiny. If it is God that you...
be your master and to serve. Oh, your future is great.
Oh, yeah.
Look at me standing here. I took a decision 20 years ago to be a missionary. Have I gone down?
At all.
Am I demoted?
At all.
Have I destroyed my life?
At all.
I've gained my life more. I'm telling you. Yes. I'm young. I'm not too old. But I can tell you the influence that God has given to me in Mozambique, you have no idea. Yes. Because I took an early decision that I'm going to serve God, my dear. How old are you? 18. Yes, I took a decision at 19 that I was going to serve God. And I've been serving God since I was 19. I've been preaching since I was 19. Yes. And I've never stopped preaching. There's no week that will pass by that I'm not preaching. Since I was 19 years. Yes. It's a decision. Recently, I took a decision that I will preach 5 times every week. Yes. Minimum 5 times. Yes. Minimum 5 times. Yes. Minimum. I've been preaching since Monday.
Yeah.
Today is Friday.
Yeah.
Yes. Quality decision. Quality. You say you're a pastor, you preach once a week. No. Create more opportunity to preach and to teach. Become like Jesus. When God became a man, he went about preaching, teaching, preaching, teaching, preaching, teaching. He would tell disciples across to the other side, for this reason I came into the world. I came into the world to be preaching, to be preaching, to be preaching, to be talking to people. How can you not preach to anybody? Take a decision to preach to people. Have a conference call and preach and share scriptures with them. Call your friends. Oh, I just read this scripture. You know, I was so blessed and I wanted to share with you. I wanted to share with you. I wanted to talk to you about this scripture. I've been blessed. Or I listened to this message that's blessed me so much. Prophet was talking about this and he was saying this and then I felt that, I realized that this, that, that. The person said, wow, I'm also blessed. What message is that? Oh, you should go and listen to that message. It's to bless you. These are the type of conversations you should be having. Yes. Not that, hey, I got a new hairstyle, you know. Quality decision. About marriage. About marriage. Yes. So not only should we make quality decision to serve the Lord, but also about marriage. Who to marry? Who to spend the rest of your life with? It will make you or make you. Marriage will make you or make you. Break or break. Make or break. Yes. Solomon was a wise man until he took the wrong decisions. To marry wrong people. 1 Kings chapter 11 verse 1 says, and King Solomon loved many strange women.
Strange.
Oh! Everything was strange. Include the daughter of Egypt. How does it help you? Somebody who is not born again. Who doesn't fear God, doesn't serve God. They worship idols. And that's the one you want to go and marry. You are choosing a guy because he has 6 packs. He's well built. He walk like this.
Big voice. Big voice.
How does it help you? You are choosing a girl because she has a big Manchester and a big Arsenal. How does it help you? Go and ask those who have such things in their house whether it makes any big difference. Choose the person because she is God fearing and she's a virtuous woman and she's humble and she's meek and she's submissive and she's respectful. Those are the things that will make her beautiful. A woman's beauty is not in outward apparel appearance. Sisters, I'm telling you, it's not in the eyelashes. Look at 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3. Verse 1. Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands. Okay? Verse 2. Why they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear? Verse 3. Whose adorning? You're adorning. Change the version. You don't understand it. You're adorning. Yes. He said, don't be concerned about the outward beauty of fancy hairstyles, expensive jewelry, or beautiful clothes. Some of you are too concerned about hairstyles. Look at all these hairstyles. Look at them. Oh. Hey. Don't be too concerned. He didn't say it's not good. He said don't be too concerned. Because if you also don't do it, we'll not like you. But the problem is that you are too concerned. You are too concerned. You see some people, my hair, I've not done my hair, so I cannot come to church. I don't have a new clothes, so I'm not coming to church. Be too concerned about the outward beauty of fancy hairstyles, expensive jewelry, or beautiful clothes. Verse 4. You should clothe yourself instead with the beauty that comes from within. Within. The unfading beauty of a gentle and a quiet spirit. Humility. Gentle and quiet spirit. Yes. Don't marry a lady who likes to quarrel. Yes. A beloved is always quarreling. Yes. Arguing with you. Yes. It's a red flag. Yes. A gentle and a quiet, which is so precious to God. So if God is a man who is going to marry, she will choose a lady with a gentle and a quiet spirit. Yes, if God was choosing a lady to marry, these are the things you'll be looking at. You will not be looking at fancy hairstyles and dresses. No. He's going to look for gentle spirit, submissive, humble spirit. A woman who is soft and nice. Yes. Softness makes you nice, a woman. Don't be too hard. The tone of your voice is too harsh. It's too harsh. Your beloved is called Stephen. Stephen, where are you? You have to say, Stephen, where are you? There's a big difference. There is a big difference. Hallelujah. Yes. So brothers, learn from God. God was showing us what is beautiful. He said a gentle and a quiet spirit is beautiful, is precious in the sight of God. So nice to God. Yes. Yes. And a woman must learn. You, so your husband says when you have said three. He says three, you have said 12. Brothers, are you learning how to take quality decision on marriage? Yes. Gentle and quiet spirit. So all of you ladies who are not gentle and you don't have a quiet spirit, pray about it and change now. And then some of you ladies too. The Bible says that Paul said, let every woman or every lady marry at her own flowering age. Flowering age. Not when you are too aged and there are wrinkles on your face. That's when you are looking for a husband. You marry when the face is smooth and the skin is smooth and the body is smooth and you look juicy and delicious and voluptuous. Yes. But if any man think that he behave himself on coming toward his bed, if she pass the flower of her age. Yes. So you can pass the flower of your age. So your beauty is like a flower. It's not going to be beautiful all the time. One day it's going to fade. You see that the breast that is hanging like orange, it will become like porridge. Majestic bosom. Yes. But you see young people, when they are in their flowering age, that is where they are not serious and stable. Changing one boyfriend to the other. Playing around with girls or boys. No. Your beauty is not for that. Marry at your flowering age. Now let me tell you, how do you know you're in your flowering age? When the flower is beautiful, it's like insects are flying around it all over. So when you see brothers are coming around, it's a sign that you have to marry. You have to make the right choice. You have to choose one of them and settle with him. Because the insects are not going to be there all the time. Very soon the flower will fade. And you'll be hoping that an insect will come around. But there's no flower. All the flowers are faded. Your face is full of wrinkles. Your stomach is no more flat. Now when you dress, you have to tie your stomach. Hold on tight. Hold on tight. Hey.
One day,
a certain sister came to hug me. I was expecting to feel some softness. But I felt like the person had a metal plate on the stomach. Hey. You see that belt that when they win boxing, they give to them. The woman has some on the stomach. He had a championship belt on the stomach. She had stomach. Because when she removed the belt, the stomach comes as though she's pregnant.
What a shock. So listen, I'm only teaching you and guiding you to take quality decision, because quality decision is also based on timing. Timing, yes. If there's fire outbreak here, do you understand? And they will call for the fire service people. They come, but they didn't come on time. By the time they came, everything is burnt. What is the use of? It's like they have come, but the decision has come too late. So when good decisions are delayed, it's almost like it shouldn't have even taken it. It's already too late. Yes. That's why I'm talking to all your office sisters, because ladies make such mistakes. Yes, it's like you are 24 years old. Ah, bitch, I'm too young. 24 years, you are not too young. 25 years, you are not too young. 22 years, you are not even too young. You say you are too young, but the things you do. Yes. Some of you, you are not married, but you have sex more than people who are married. Right. I pray that you take quality decisions in the name of Jesus. Now, quality decision also involves choosing the profitable against comfortable. Choosing the profitable against the comfortable. Yes. You see young people making a decision to go and study a course in the university. Instead of choosing the profitable, you are choosing the comfortable. Oh, you don't understand my message. You want easy courses. It's like comfortable. There will be no stress. You can sleep and still pass your exams. Do you have courses like that? Dance and media. You have gone to university to learn drama. Maybe here it may work, but where I'm coming from, if you go and learn drama. Some people are even studying physical education in the university in Ghana. How does that help you? You have taken a decision, but the decision is not quality, because you chose comfortability over profitability. So to take quality decisions, you see that you choose profitability over comfortability. And one last one. Quality decision. Quality decision means you are not choosing, or what you are losing is not heavier than what you are gaining. Yes, that's quality decision. What you are losing is not heavier than what you are gaining. Do you understand?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Because life is a transaction. Life is what?
A transaction.
Life is a transaction. Amen.
Amen.
So for everything you have to gain, there's something you have to give. That's how life is. For everything you have to gain, there is something you have to give. But you have to make sure that what you give is not heavier
than what you will gain. Example is Esau. He has changed his birthright for food. For fried rice. Jacob was smarter. She said, "You want my food? Give me your birthright." And what did Esau say? God, what is birthright? What is birthright? We are talking about birthright. If that's what it is, then Charlie, give it to me quickly and take it. Serious. What he gave was far heavier than what he gained. He gained food. And he lost a blessing. So anytime you are taking a decision about transaction, ask yourself, is what I'm going to gain heavier or bigger than what I'm going to give? Or what I'm giving is bigger than what I will gain? Then don't take it. If I marry this person, if I marry this person, would I gain more than what I'm giving? You have to count the cost. That's quality decision. And Esau said, "Behold, I am at the point of death or to die. What profit shall this birthright do to me?" Serious. So all the time, I'm just helping you to know how to take quality decision. Yes. That what I'm giving, is it heavier than what I will gain? Then I will not take such a decision. But if what I'm going to gain is heavier than what I will give, then I will take that decision. It's a principle.